This is Ozarks at Large. Emotions continue to roil regarding the permitted construction of a large hog breeding factory farm on a major tributary to the Buffalo National River in Newton County. Advocates claim it's the beginning of an economic revival for their impoverished region. Conservationists fear waste from the farm will devastate a scenic and historic treasure. Even state legislators have drafted a new law regarding the matter. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich has this update.
Word began to trickle out in early March that a swine confined feeding animal operation called a CAFO was being built near the small community of Mount Judy along Big Creek, 6 miles upstream from the Buffalo National River in Newton County. The CAFO was permitted last summer by the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality under a new statewide general CAFO permit issued in late 2011. Poultry factory farms are common on the Ozarks landscape, but this hog farm could potentially confine as many as 10,000 swine, discharging as much liquid effluent as the city of Harrison.
Patty, would you do a roll call?
Joseph Bates.
Here.
Lawrence Bingle. John Tamberlin.
More than 100 turned out to complain at a regular meeting of the Arkansas Pollution Control and Ecology Commission held in late March. All of them had, for the first time, an opportunity to hear the hog farmer side of the story. Two families are listed as operators of the new CNH hog farms, the Campbells and the Hensons. And they've remained mostly silent as they remain focused on completing construction of the nearly 700-acre swine breeding operation. This is Jason Henson.
Our families have been in this area for the past 6 or 8 generations. The new farm will employ the new modern technologies that's available today. Our entire facility was professionally engineered by a licensed professional engineer that was in compliance with all ADEQ requirements. Newton County is one of the poorest counties in our state. Our school district is one of the smallest. While our farm will only employ 8 to 12 people, it brings a much needed tax base and dollars to our county and school district. Officials with the school district, Newton County Judge, the Newton County Quorum Court, along with many other people in Newton County, support our efforts that this brings to our area.
ADEQ Water Quality Permits Agent John Bailey assured everyone that his agency will be closely surveilling the farm once it's up and running.
You know, with all of the fail safes that we put into the permit, we've even got a monitoring station where we can take a look to see, all right, are there any other issues that we may not be aware of. So we'll have the background information, and if we see numbers begin to elevate, you know, I'll say that the first place we'll want to look is the hog farm, because I think that's the most obvious place to start and see if there's any issues out there, and see if there's any issues or any cause from the hog farm.
But Newton County farmer Gordon Watkins expressed a widely shared complaint that the permitting public input process was opaque.
This large-scale swine farm approved by the state has the potential to have significant impact on not only its immediate neighbors, but on an entire watershed, including the nearby Buffalo River, a national treasure. Proper notification was not given.
Watkins said the CAFO permitting documents are too difficult to locate on ADEQ's website and too large to download, especially on slower rural internet networks. But Pollution Control and Ecology Commissioner William Thompson said that's impossible.
They weren't paying attention, because I know it's out there, and I know how hard the department has worked to make people notification on it.
Jay Masters, representing all Arkansas pork producers, lauded the project, saying liquid waste, which will be spread on nearby farm fields, will improve the environment, not hurt it.
That's fertilizer. That helps develop the land. That helps grow the crops that they're going to do. It's natural. It's going to be an uptake.
CNH Hog Farms, permitted to house 2,500 sows and 4,000 small piglets to market, is a contract grower for Cargill, an international industrial pork integrator, providing meat to retailers, including Walmart. Farm Credit Services of Western Arkansas is financing a $4 million taxpayer-backed loan guaranteed by both SBA and USDA Farm Service Agency. FSA conducted a routine environmental assessment and found no significant impact. And it's cited, among others, the National Park Service as a cooperating agency. But Buffalo National River Park staff say they were not included, had no idea a permit had been issued, found the environmental assessment lacking and demanded the project be halted. In response, Arkansas FSA Executive Director Linda Newkirk says because the farm is more than a quarter mile away from the National River, the involvement of the National Park Service is not warranted. She declined talking on tape, but in an email response for this report, said that her agency adhered to all regulations in vetting the farm and is a steward for natural resources across the state. The National Park Service in Washington, D.C. was also queried for this story but declined talking on record. But the National Parks Conservation Association, an NGO advocacy group, says the swine farm permit needs to be revoked. Spokesperson Emily Jones.
This is in the watershed of Buffalo National River, which is America's first national river. It's part of the national park system. The natural and cultural resources within that system are very, very, very valuable to the American public. This is not an Arkansas issue. This is a national issue.
But back at the Pollution Control and Ecology meeting, Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality Director Teresa Marks said the swine farm permit is in full compliance.
If you don't want dischargers in the Buffalo River watershed, you're going to have to change the law.
And a bipartisan group of state lawmakers attempted to do just that this legislative session, introducing House Bill 2252. Democratic Representative Warwick Sabin, District 33 Little Rock, is a co-sponsor.
Well, I'm excited that the bill has passed the legislature because it improves the notification procedures for these kinds of agricultural facilities that would be proposed for the Buffalo River watershed and other similar watersheds. It's not everything that I had hoped to achieve. I had actually proposed a more comprehensive amendment that would have established a moratorium on these kinds of facilities until the notification procedures and other permitting processes could be improved. But at this late point in the session, we were going to get some resistance from certain interests, and we decided the best route was to get the best possible measure passed during this session as quickly as we could. And so that's the bill that's just been passed into law.
A petition to block all factory farming on the Buffalo National River watershed posted on a change.org website has gathered nearly 10,000 signatures towards a goal of 100,000. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
A public meeting hosted by the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality is scheduled for May 8th at the Carroll Electric Building in Jasper that night at 6 p.m.
Of the next Fresh Air, Matthew McConaughey. He's starring in the new film Mud, recently starred in Magic Mike, Killer Joe, and Bernie, and co-stars in Martin Scorsese's next film. He'll talk with us about his life and movies and why he often does this. Join us.
Fresh Air tonight at 6 on KUAF.